This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be involved in the conversation. Please get engaged. Seriously. I mean that. I've got so many crazy stories to do for you today. Now, later on in the bottom half of the hour, you will be joined by David Fisher. Talk a little bit about the gold market, what's going on, what can be expected, and what you should do to help keep your family safe. Come on, guys, really, seriously. It's about your families. It's about you setting up something for your family. And again, please, head up to the website, realside.com. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's several different versions of it, but I think you'll like the color version the most. It's actually cheaper if you buy it from my website. Anyway, always happy when you can join me, when you can be with me. Hey, how about this? You know, everybody's got a heart. I get this. I get that we want to help people out. We want to help people that are having financial trouble. We all do. We want to give a little hand up from time to time, right? But this one's kind of funny. Because, you know, you get that hard liberal mindset that people will be honest. You know, we've got these stories. Every once in a while, you see the story come across about these restaurants that do really well when they line it up as pay what you can or pay as you can. So you can go in there and eat and grab food, and you pay the cashier whatever you think the food's worth and or whatever you can pay. Well, maybe not so good. Now, Matso Bakaru, it looks like, 28, moved to the United States from Mongolia this fall on a scholarship to study creative writing at Temple University. He's new to the country, but due to the gap in the disbursement of his stipend, he encountered a phenomenon deeply familiar to impoverished Americans at the end of the month, hunger pains. Now, he was lucky, though. He stumbled upon an Eat Cafe, a special kind of restaurant where customers pay only what they can afford. He said, I was about to starve, and this place saved my life, said Bakartu, who's dined there several times since it opened in late October. In the city's Manitou section, it's not just that it's this pay-what-you-can-eat model, but they also have great respectful service. They really take care of you. More than 2 years in the making, Philadelphia's first nonprofit community cafe, as they are often known, is finally open, a venture of Drexel University, with support from Ventry Community Partnership. Giant food stores and other Eat Cafe, short for every... Listen, Eat Cafe is short for everyone at the table. Okay, there are large food chains that are helping to support these kind of endeavors, which is great. It's a good thing. I get it. Right? Now, it serves dinner 4 days a week, and it suggests a $15 fee for dinner. That's kind of high, depending on what the food is. Mariana Chilton, who heads the Drexel Center for Hunger-Free Communities, first encountered the concept in Brazil and later in Denver. She decided to adapt the idea with a twist. There are about 50 cafes like this across the country. But most of them are cafeteria-style and tend to be in church basements. Ours is full-service restaurant. Serving a three-course meal, she said. I wanted to make sure this would not be confused with a soup kitchen. It sets the stage for a place where all different kinds of people would want to meet and intermingle. You know, that's great, but I want to eat. If I'm hungry, I'm starving, I'm out of money. I'm not so sure. I mean, the three-course meal, yeah, maybe you think it makes me feel better. But what about my belly? I want to get food in my belly. General Manager Donnell Jones, Craven, hopes it will be a model for new breed of restaurants serving locals of all income levels, but first, he'll have to make this one sustainable. Last Thursday, a half a dozen staffers prepared for dinner, adding adding water to jam jars. I don't even know what this is. Chrysanthemums on each table in the 30-seat dining room, and stocking cookies. Now, would it be better to use the money instead of for flowers to bring the price of the food down? He went on to say, because customers choose their own price, there's a no-tipping policy. Instead, all staffers make a flat hourly wage. What happens when that hits $15 an hour? Jones Craven bounded downstairs through a prep kitchen into his office. On the wall is a vision board that he made last summer, filled with photos and logos representing supporters like the Metropolitan Bakery, which donates bread for each meal, served in generous slices with ramekins of seasoned olive oil. And I just ate at a place like this today. Right? I mean, no, seriously, with the bread and the olive oil and what have you. It wasn't cheap. It wasn't a real high-class place, but it wasn't cheap. Jones Craven aspires to get 60% of the ingredients donated. His target is $3.25 per meal. He said it's a hard feat to do in three courses. Well, then don't do three courses. See, if you don't stay open, if you can't stay open, if you can't make it work, these people are going to starve. Don't you know that? The menu changes weekly, wandering from Caribbean to Tex-Mex to Thai. In response to donations like the 30 pounds of green tomatoes he received from Drexel Urban Growers, Jones Craven decided to slice them, bread them, and fry them. That sounds kind of tasty, don't you think? He incorporated them into a soul food-inspired menu for the week. A sample meal, a green salad with steamed kale, blue cheese, dried cranberries, an entree of ginger-glazed fried chicken with mac and cheese, fried green tomatoes, and roasted vegetables. I'll hold you. You want something to eat? An apple cobbler for dessert. You know, that's $15. No wonder they're having a hard time. Jones Craven's comes from a corporate and catering background. The food resembles what you might find at a high-end company. Now, I get that you think that you're making them feel better, but they feel better eating. Anyway, he says, we're trying to change how people relate to food, he said. Trying to get them a little more away from meat. And towards plant-based dining. Really hard, slow going at 4:30. A staffer unlocks the front door, but no one was there. They're trying to feed 130 people a night. They served 125 meals in the first week. Getting the word out to the community is tough. By 5, there was just one diner. They can't get anybody to show up, and I don't know why. They don't either. They don't have a really good answer either. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. David Fisher joins us after the break. You got a lot to learn about money, about saving it, holding it. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
Boy, you couldn't do that song today, could you? No, seriously. Think about it. Can you imagine trying to get that song? Can you imagine trying to get that song through today? They would have a fit of biblical proportion. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to my website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can buy my book. Yeah, did I say something about buying my book? Seriously, head up there. A lot of good stuff happening up on the website. Al Sharpton is having a nervous breakdown. No, really, it's the man is going into convulsions over Trump being president, and he says that it's because he's homophobic, xenophobic, racist. Ist, you know, I mean, these guys don't, they're not real. These words and terms aren't real anymore. Come on, you know this. I don't have to tell you this. Do I really? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Al Sharpton, again, he can't cope with the Trump presidency. He says he's leaving the country for good. Do they extradite when you owe back taxes? That's his real problem, you know. It's back taxes. He owes a boatload in back taxes. He's not telling the truth. None of them do. Rangel, Pelosi, Wasserman Schultz, none of them do. Hardly anyone blinks an eye at Reverend Al Sharpton's racist statements anymore, such as white folks was in the caves when we blacks was building empires. Really? I mean, so why is it okay? Now, as you know, I have a lot of black people on the show. So I'm not speaking out of turn because some of them say the same thing to me. I don't know why you guys put up with it. I said, I don't either because we're all afraid. I guess we're all afraid of something. I just don't know what. When I say put up with something, I mean put up with what they call us. Now, think about it. He can make fun of white folks. We can't make fun of black people, even if it's lighthearted fun. I'm not talking about the nasty stuff. I'm just talking about lighthearted fun. Now, anyone blinks an eye at Reverend Al Sharpton's racist statements. Again, white folks was. Think about it. White folks was in the caves while black folks was building empires. Really, don't you black people feel like that's speaking down to you? You know, I make fun of the white folks sometimes. You know, Sissy and I would love to bring our Bentley around and maybe pair. No, see, I mean, I'm making fun of them. I'm obviously making fun. He's making fun of you. Like you're too stupid to figure it out. Or you're too dumb to know what he's trying to get across. That ain't right. He went on to say, we built pyramids before Donald Trump ever knew what architecture was. No, duh, really? And how do you know that? How do you know with black people? How do you know it wasn't Middle Easterners? I mean, I understand the whole, but I'm from his point of view. He said, we taught philosophy and astrology and mathematics before Socrates and them Greek. Now I want you to hear this, right? You on the left, you're always accusing us of being racist, homophobic, xenophobic, and all that other fun stuff, right? I want you to hear, and I know some of you are going to be upset at this, but too bad, deal with it. This is Al Sharpton's words, verbatim, and I'm going to say them. We taught philosophy and astrology and mathematics before Socrates and them Greek homos ever got around to it. No outcry. No outcry from the left. Why? It's what I've been saying for a long time. When the left does it, it's acceptable. It doesn't matter how bad it is. We do it, it's a hanging offense. They do it, they're just trying to get a point across. So apparently, we can never try to get a point across. Come on, think about this. That's why I said to you, it's not equality they want, it's control. Despite such racism, President Barack Obama has made Sharpton his go-to guy on matters of race. Right? Because he's not a racist at all. I've had plenty of black people on the show that say he is a racist. President Barack Obama has made Sharpton his go-to guy on matters of race, but not to worry, the news media and intellectual elite don't condemn Sharpton or Obama because they have two standards. That's right, two, one for us, one for them. Sharpton owes money in back taxes. He's been a race baiter. He only shows up when there's money to be made. Okay, you doing all of that? And that's okay. We do it. We even hint to it. And they'll put our head on a platter. Now, the civil rights activist has told attendees at the Center for American Progress, really? That doesn't sound very progressive to me, in February that he would be looking for a fight. Actually, I'm sorry. I got too excited. He's looking for flight reservations if Clinton did not triumph on Election Day. I'm also reserving my ticket to get out of here if he wins, only because he'd probably have me deported anyhow, Sharpton said. See, this is the garbage that they spew that they know is not true. Where is he going to have him deported to? Al Sharpton was born here. Why would he have him deported? He might have him jailed for not paying his taxes. That would be the right thing to do, don't you think? And Al, I got news for you. It has nothing to do with your color, bud. Nobody cares. Do you understand that nobody cares what color you are? Nobody cares. Matter of fact, I think you're the only one that cares what color you are. All right? The bottom line with it is it's you. It's you not doing the right thing. That's what it's all about. You not doing the right thing. That's what we're upset about. I don't know if you guys heard this. Do I have enough time to pull this off? Maybe not. Maybe. All right, so if this doesn't fire you up, nothing will. Denver Sheriff's Department fined $10,000 for hiring. You ready for this one? No, they didn't hire illegals. No, that would have been too easy. Right? They didn't hire only transgenders. They didn't hire only gays. They didn't hire only lesbians. They didn't hire only whites. No. The $10,000 fine was for hiring only U.S. citizens. That's right. So Denver officials said that the intention was benevolent. The Denver Sheriff's Department set out to hire scores of deputies last year to lessen the burden on its staff and cut millions in overtime. It advertised for prospects and included U.S. citizenship as a requirement. But guess what? The Justice Department, yes, the Justice Department, you know, that wonderful, did not congratulate the agency. Instead, it slapped the Colorado with the largest sheriff's department fine of $10,000. Don't you love this, though? Whose money is it? Taxpayer dollars. They fined them $10,000. So they're taking taxpayer dollars. Now, chances are that the sheriff's department actually got a grant from the feds. So they got taxpayer money. Now they have to pay the taxpayer money back to the taxpayer agency. There's no money changing hands. There's no pain here. And there's really no foul here asking for U.S. citizens to apply. Now, I realize that there's legal residency and all that, and that's what they brought up. But apparently, the Justice Department says that the Denver Sheriff's Department broke the law by insisting on citizenship because of an anti-discrimination provision in the Immigration and Naturalization Act that forbids employers from hiring only U.S. citizens except in cases where it is mandated by law. But why would you want a non-U.S. citizen swearing to uphold the Constitution of these United States? He's a puzzlement. I just don't get this. I'm so confused. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. David Fisher, Kerry Lutz joins us on the other side of the break to understand, to learn more about finances, about gold, about the market, and whether you're going to be up the creek soon or not. I hope not. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can simply send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Okay, I've got two of my favorite people. You know, this is a technology feat like no other. This is like when they shot the rocket off to the moon, okay, because I was able to get two people on Skype at the same time, which is almost never done here at the studio. I've got Carrie Lutz with Financial News Network on with me, and David Fisher, one of our favorites, the CEO with Landmark Capital. Hey, guys, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks, Joe, for having us. Don't ask me to put the three of us on Skype ever. I'm not the tech guy. You know that.
Hey, Joe. It's great to be on your show.
Well, you guys are into the I'm sitting here counting my copper pennies. You guys are into this financial stuff. Stocks are rallying like crazy. They had another, stellar day yesterday. It went up over 19. Is this real? Is this for real? Is this happening because of Trump, or is this happening as a natural playthrough for the stock market when a new president's elected? We'll go to David first.
Well, I don't think it's a long-term trend. It is definitely because the Trump president-elect, everything's going up pretty much every day almost. The Dow is at 19,000 points, 19,055 points. Metals are down today because the dollar's been on a rampage. The dollar's probably got the biggest bull market going on here since Trump's president-elect has been that, and so the gold goes down when dollars go up, but this is going to start working against our economy because our products are going to be too expensive for foreigners to buy. But it's broke above 100. We're at 101.62, which is the dollar index. Putting into perspective, that's just a huge rise. We're almost a half a point up, a little over half a point up today. In a currency market, that's unreal.
Yeah, go ahead, Kerry.
I mean, yeah, you look at it, this is what you call a relief rally. I think everyone out there was just on pins and needles during the election. Now the election's over. Whether you're happy with the result or unhappy, doesn't matter. You're relieved, and life resumes, goes back to normalcy, if you will.
Now, the market, what I have read in the past, that usually when a new president is coming in or we have a president-elect, the market will kind of reflect the business community's feeling towards where it's going to go when this president takes over. David, do you think that's a true statement?
I don't know about that. I think that three presidents or three Trumps out there. I think there's the Trump, the candidate, Trump president-elect, and the Trump that we have not seen yet, President Trump. So my real question is to the public, or really to Donald, is will the real Trump stand up? And it's still yet to be determined. I think, you know, what we're seeing right now is the shortest timeline of a Trump we've ever seen, and it's definitely different than the Trump the candidate.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think that this is the rally's got nothing to do with it. We're going to see, like David said, who is the real Trump? What does he really stand for? I would never say that he was all things to all people,
No. For
certain, but he certainly targeted his campaign around the disaffected, if you will, the working class people, the blue collar workers who have really been screwed over by the new economy. And now, is he going to deliver? And the jury's out on that. Can't tell anything from his appointments. You can't really tell anything from his statements. They seem to go back and forth daily, and you don't know whether he's trolling the media or really enunciating sound policy or future policy of the Trump administration. So I'm with David. How do you tell which Trump you're dealing with here?
Well, I'll tell you what. I wouldn't want to have to deal with that Trump that was in the room with all the media moguls the other day, where I understand they took a verbal pounding from him and basically were told if they wanted to be let in the fold, they would have to at least play fairly. I can only imagine what that conversation was like, huh? I'd give one of those gold bars to be a fly on the wall during that. Speaking of gold, gold's been going down. I mean, you know, David, you and I have talked about this a million times, about where gold is at and when it maintains strong and when you see it going down. Now, you said that as the dollar got stronger, gold would start to fall a bit. Is this happening as you thought?
Well, I didn't think it would happen this much. Of course, I didn't think that Trump's the markets would be enamored with so much of what Trump is saying. I think this is the equivalency of imagine a team that plays football that's never won a Super Bowl. In fact, never had a winning streak in football before, and all of a sudden they're in the Super Bowl, and they're the underdogs. And so the jury is out, will they win the Super Bowl or not? That's kind of what Trump's facing right now. He doesn't have any experience being presidential. He's coming across presidential, and yeah, he's in the Super Bowl coming up, but yet it's not been played out. So this is all rhetoric in the aftermath of how markets interpret what the current news is and possibly what the near future is. But the long-term future is still yet to be determined, and the markets don't think that far out. If so, gold would be up a whole bunch, and the dollar would be down a whole bunch, and stocks would be correcting, because there's another factor that's being played out right now, and that is interest rates are going to move up. They have to. The Fed is now leaning towards doing that, because I've said that if the Fed don't raise rates, the market is going to cause for rates to go up. And clearly what's happening right now is we're seeing interest rates moving up. Lending rates are moving up. The 10-year note is moving up. It's at 2.67 the other day. I haven't seen what it is today yet. But this is a signal, and it was under 2 when Trump was candidate Trump, but it started to move up aggressively. So this is telling us that we're going to move into an inflationary environment, which confirms what Donald wants to do with lowering taxes and spending. When we do a spending, that's going to cause rates to go up typically when we're moving into this environment where the Fed wants to move away from low interest rates.
So you and I have talked about this a million times, David, where the Fed has been propping up the stocks, right? He's going to get in there. Frankly, if I was Obama and I wanted to slip him one, you know, have him look really bad as I'm leaving and he's coming in, all you'd have to do right now is get the Fed to stop propping up the market. That would really put him in a bad position coming in as president, wouldn't it?
Well, the Fed has to make an announcement, make a change of policy in their interest rates for the market to move a different direction. And they're not going to do that till December if they do that then. But Trump, the candidate Trump, said that the market is overvalued and is long overdue for a correction. And he's 100% right. We've gone 32 months past the normality of a correction that happens between 7 and 8 years. And here we had one in 2008, where 2016, the previous one was the dot-com bust in 2001. And every president in this last decade has faced a correction. Bush inherited a market correction. Obama inherited a market correction. And more than likely, if all things hold true and we don't defy gravity here, financially speaking, Trump's going to inherit a market that is going to correct. And unfortunately, many people say that once this market corrects, it's going to correct real hard, because what drove the market is falsified money by the Fed. And any time the Fed gets involved in manipulating markets, the bust happens even more severe.
Yeah, go ahead, Kerry. Go ahead.
And I just would add to that, with the rates going up and money shifting to the stock market, and then you have pure chaos in Europe. So rates going up, the dollar is the best looking horse in the glue factory, as they say, or the cleanest shirt in the laundry. And, you know, it's just it's going to make the dollar keep going up until an event occurs, whether it's a black swan or whether it's just natural market cycles asserting themselves. But the dollar, it's just not going to be allowed to escalate here out of control. It's too dangerous.
And piggybacking what Kerry said, that event could be Donald just opening his mouth and becoming, you know, as they say, a zebra doesn't change his stripes. He might become really who he is, the candidate of Trump, and say something that dictates this market correction.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to shut off the radio. I'm going to shut off everything and go hide in the backyard. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. You need to get informed. You need to get engaged. So heat up your coffee and come on back.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Night. Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
The market natives are restless. I'm Joe Machine, your host. You'll sit on the rail side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get right back to it. I've got David Fisher on the line with me. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital, and Gary Lutz with me, founder of the Financial News Network. Gentlemen, thanks for being with me this morning.
Thanks, Joe, again. Hey, one thing that we were talking about, markets correcting, another market that's in the, showing signs of correction isn't actually doing that right now is the bond market. And Bill Gross, who used to head up PIMCO, actually a founder of it, and now works for Janus, a very well-spoken and very, well, probably the most experienced bond trader out there, he said recently, just a few days ago, that, quote, you could see a 20, 30, 40% losses in the bond market over the next several years. And he says people are the most exposed to it are the retirees trying to live off their income. And these people are the least able to handle it and financially are the ones who will most likely suffer. So that's what we're in the midst of with this rising rates. It's affecting bond prices because it works in an inverse relationship. And Rick Edelman, who writes a investor newsletter, said this about the bond market. The typical investor today has never experienced a sustained rising rate environment as they are emotionally and historically unprepared for what is happening when rates are going to go up 3 to 5%, end quote there. So I think what Kerry was saying is we're going to have some major headwinds coming up, and it was definitely is happening in the bond market. And the stock market is not immune from that either.
No, I got it. You know, the financial, I'm looking at these finances. I'm listening to what you guys said about the market here a little bit ago. So you're talking about affecting people's mortgage rates. You know, a lot of people still have the variable mortgage rates that correct or that change every year or what have you. If Trump just tries to correct this thing quickly or tries to make changes too fast, you're going to see some real problems for the regular worker. Are you not? Because, you know, businesses are going to have a hard time getting loans. You're going to see interest rates go up on you know, people who have an adjustable rate. This could be a real major problem coming into the next year, could it not, David?
Well, I think everything has a cause and effect, and that's what we're seeing right now. Yeah, rates are going up, and it might be good for those people who are wanting to get a CD, but the effect on people who are retired, it's going to wipe them out. Imagine having your money in bonds right now, and 2 years from now, we see the values being what happened in the stock market in 2008, down 40%. So there's not everything is going to be peachy keen. And what's happening here is that people are not understanding that Trump wants to do things very aggressively. That's his style. But sometime in his aggressiveness, he doesn't think through things, and he doesn't come up with a plan. I know he's getting brilliant people around him, but he's also facing a mountain of debt of $20 trillion. And his ideas, as you know, he wants to pay down the national debt in 8 years. And his, I don't know if you guys have heard of his plan, but he's walking a very thin line where we have to have everything line up perfectly for us to not have some major either banking problems, bond problems, stock market problems, or another financial calamity coming, or maybe a portion of all of these. Because, you know, when he says that he wants to sell $16 trillion of U.S. government assets, you know, buildings, land, to entities and foreigners, that kind of scares me a little bit. And he wants to pay down the national debt of $19 trillion in the next 8 years. And so for the man who said, I'm running for office to make America great, Donald's tax plan is exceedingly expensive. You know, he wants to cut rates, but not enough. Because if you look at what independent sources are saying, like one of the key reports out there by the Nonpartisan Tax Foundation, they're saying that Donald Trump's proposed tax plan would increase the national debt by $10.1 trillion. So, yeah, we're going to create jobs, but it's going to come at the effect of increasing the national debt. And, you know, this is what I love Reagan. He's my hero. This is exactly the Reaganomics, what Reagan did. He started with a debt at $550 billion, or half a trillion, and he left office at $2.8 trillion. That's what the national debt was. It ballooned under his administration, but he got America back to work, and unemployment came down, and we had good quality jobs. That's what Trump wants to do, but something has to give. It's not I can have my cake and eat it too, and that's the environment that we're facing.
Well, and Kerry, what are your concerns about Trump as president? You know, you really think he's going to be able to make the change happen? I mean, it looks like he's surrounding himself with the right people, but he's, I mean, and I got to tell you something, in looking at who he's surrounding himself with, I'm sitting awake. I wouldn't have made some of those choices he made, but that's me. I'm not in the inner circle. You think he can make these changes?
You know, he's got his work cut out for him. We have to see what his legislative plan is for the first 100 days. That's kind of make or break for every president, because in the beginning point of a new administration, they've got a honeymoon period, and it's the first 3 months till all of the forces against them mobilize and act as resistance. So it seems like the legislative plan, although you haven't heard much about it on TV, is really moving rapidly ahead. So I think tax cuts for business definitely going to happen. For individuals, they're saying maybe later. I don't know, but certainly the tax code needs a major, major reorg, because it's become a real impediment to growth. He's talking about revoking all of Obama's executive orders, or many of them, that took place, many of which were anti-growth. So, you know, the policies that he's going to do, he'll get a number of them into place, no question in my mind. it'll be done. Some of the repealing Obamacare, another major drag on the economy, as we've turned into an economy of part-time workers from businesses seeking to avoid having to pay for their employees' medical coverage. So many things that he's planning to do here, I think he'll get a large percentage of them done initially, and then we'll go into paralysis like we usually do. That's just the way of the country.
So
I think the biggest brick wall he's going to face in the first 100 days is this national debt, where the debt level is going to be breached, and we're going to have a vote to increase it. Right. And now we're going to see Republicans that have voted against debt level increases. They're going to probably vote for it. This is going to cause the markets to not do well in paper, and gold will probably go up because Trump's saying he wants to take care of the debt, but that's going to be that's something that's going to hit him smack in the face on about the 100th day.
Yeah. The Dodd-Frank Act, I tore apart Chuck Schumer's interview with Chris Wallace the other day, and one of the things that he is adamant about is he's not going to allow the Republican / Donald Trump to touch the Dodd-Frank Act. You've got to make changes to that in order for to really kind of take the handcuffs off the banks, off the people, to be able to get this economy moving forward. Right, David?
Well, we're going to see if he can pull the filibuster off on this one. You're right. We have to do that. And there's three parts of the Dodd-Frank Act. There's one that changes the legal ownership, which Trump hasn't even addressed. He's addressed the second part, which is how banks have to pay incredible fees and reporting requirements and extra labor costs to hire people to report all the nonsense that is required of banks now through the Dodd-Frank Act. That's what he wants to address. And that would create stimulus to small businesses, because this has literally blown out the community banks and small banks being bought up by big banks, which is the third part of Dodd-Frank, the too big to fail theory, which has not been implemented or addressed really, even the Dodd-Frank Act. So there's only one portion of the three that's Donald's being addressing, the Dodd-Frank Act. I think there definitely needs to be some revisions or repeal of it, but he's never talked about repealing it.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Kerry? When you talk about what they're going to have to do, all the little changes, it almost seems like there's a tonnage, there's a mountain in front of them that they're going to have to go through, and I hope they're ready for it.
Yeah, well, with Dodd-Frank, they definitely have a real antipathy towards the CFPB. I just read today that's the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is an agency that really never needed to be created, because it was covered. Every power that the CFPB has is overlapped by other agencies, like FHA and the Fed have jurisdiction over mortgages, and HUD, and yet this wasn't good enough. We needed another agency to do this. And then you have... So the personnel in the CFPB, their political contributions were 100% towards Hillary Clinton. So you can see there what they were thinking. They've been a drag on the economy as well. So I would say I think the CFPB is not much longer destined for this world, but I think it'll be part of a regulatory
nightmare.
Revision. Yeah, it'll be a revision where a lot of the agencies that are responsible for regulating different areas of the economy, of the financial system, are clumped into one. Like the SEC, they're responsible for public offerings of stock and bonds.
Okay, we got to go for a break, but here's the deal. If you want to hear the rest of the interview, there's another couple of minutes to this. You're going to love it. You want to head up to the website, therealside.com, after the show, and on the podcast for tonight, the full length will be up there. I guarantee it. I promise you. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website. Watch live. Listen live. Take the poll. I do appreciate your time with me. Don't go far.